We begin today the second week, fluidity and beauty. In order for us to continue forward, understanding and experiencing the feminine nature, we will take a journey into an oriental concept, the two polarities, yin and yang. Yin is the receptive, profound, inner, soft, nurturing polarity. Yang is the active, external, hard, ascending polarity. Yin is the moon, whereas yang is the sun. Both men and women have yin and yang in their constitution. But in the masculine nature, yang prevails, while in the feminine, it is the yin. This creates complementary differences between men and women. In our current culture, women have been distancing themselves from their yin polarity. This loss can be seen, for instance, in the competitiveness between women, in the beauty standard that rejects curves and highlights muscles, in relationship styles. For example, in many traditions where women lived in harmony with their natural polarity, they cultivated get-togethers at home, afternoon teas, Turkish baths, in the garden, which are extremely yin, intimate. Nowadays, the usual is a quick meeting with friends at a cafe, restaurants, bars, or at any other external and impersonal environment. For a woman, to know and integrate the yin principle is a major retrieval for herself, for her relations, and the world. The balance between yin and yang in a woman makes her at the same time strong and fluid, for she stops going against her nature.